and they were going, which one is it? Which one? Which one is it? And then they came up to our group going, sorry, yeah, which one of you is famous? And we were like,
that is actually the worst one as well.
And we were like,
I hate that. Check, check, check.
Why is this
check.
Bit loose?
Screw it up.
Maybe don't flick it about too much, Tills, because
I've just always wondered
why it's loose.
Well, that will screw on to a stand that'll hold it there. But we hold our mics here at 14 again.
She looks really thrilled by that. And welcome back to the 14 Again podcast. I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that over there is Tilly. And we've all got merch on because we are absolutely loving it. We're rocking it. In fact, it went really well in my outfit today. Please do subscribe, by the way. I always forget to say that, and we should say it at the top because it does help us.
I'm pretty sure you say that like every episode.
I say it every episode, but usually at the end. And sometimes people, you know, decide, oh, I don't want to watch anymore, which, by the way, losers. but if you're not a loser and you actually do watch to the end, then you're awesome. We love you. Thank you for sticking around. Now, I wanted to say, because we're all wearing merch, we all went to see the theater today. What?
You've got shoes on the rug.
Yeah, but they're styled shoes.
But they're on the rug.
Oh, they're dirty.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They're horrific.
They're also
dirty.
Not on the rug. They're not on the rug.
You are literally on the rug. Still on the rug. Stamping
like
more dirt into the rug.
How right. about that?
Carry on.
Thanks for that. We went to the theatre in which we are doing our live podcast in. I would say get tickets, but I'm sorry, they're completely sold out. And thank you again.
Oh, that's the second time you said that today. It's not funny anymore.
What? Am I not allowed to be like grateful?
No,
it wasn't
you
even
are.
A joke, I don't think.
No, I think earlier he said so. We filmed a vlog earlier, and he kind of said it as a joke. He's like, "I would say to book tickets, but it's sold out."
Did I say that?
Yeah.
You edited it earlier.
I don't know if I've got to that part yet because I couldn't deal with your sniffing.
Yeah, so I've also got hay fever. It's kicked in.
Really
bad. I thought maybe I avoided it.
Rose being all cocky about it, being like, I don't think I'm going to get hay fever this year. I think I've just overcome it. I think I'm just very cool.
Yeah, so I got the balls out of hay fever, basically. And it is kicking my ass a little bit.
Yeah, they'll have that, mate.
I said to them earlier, so for lunch, we went to undisclosed chicken place because pay us. And we went there and I got a monster, which I will just say because, you know, I'm not going to make the same joke twice. And I can't have two energy drinks in one day, basically. Usually I have an energy drink during the podcast because it helps me keep going. It helps me stay switched on. But this time I can't do two in one day. So you're going to have to deal with a bit of a deflated Harvey. I'm very sorry. But how did you find?
That's cool.
Yeah. How did you find the theater?
It was cool. It was like bigger than I expected.
I thought it was going to be really small as well.
Yeah.
And it really isn't. It is quite a wide, large, exciting theater actually as well. Because normally, especially with like people doing podcast tours, you see sometimes massive arenas, depending on what level they're at. We're not there yet.
Maybe.
But also massive theatres, and sometimes that can really suck the energy out of the room. However, with this theatre, I think we're going to have quite a lot of energy to go
out. Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
In fact, we may be overwhelmed by the amount of energy. And to the point that we were actually talking to the guys there about how we're going to deal with the sort of Q&A thing for the second half of the show and me wanting to go out with the mic. And they were like, I don't know if you should do that. And I was like, I want to do that. It will be funnier. There will be more carnage.
Yeah, their argument was, I think usually they have like a lot of sort of older people or comedians or whatever. And so passing the mic around just takes a lot of time and wastes time. Trust me, we're going to make Max being in the audience incredibly fun. It's not going to be boring. It's not going to be like, oh, we're just waiting for it to get to the next person. Mm. Max is going to be doing obstacle courses
you
on
You better
heads.
Be funny,
I mean,
bro.
One minute I'll be asking someone a question or they'll be asking us a question. Then the next minute flying knee to whoever's behind them, so it could be anything. Just watch out.
You have to sign a waiver before you come in, just in case. But really exciting stuff. Are you still as nervous as you were beforehand to do it, or is it getting exciting now?
No, I'm chilling.
You're jazzed.
It's getting real.
Yeah, I'm just still thinking about what we're gonna have for lunch.
Yeah, that was like Tilly's main priority, was how are we going to do lunch? Because if being, you know, completely taking the wall down for a second, we genuinely have about 20 minutes for lunch. We saw the targeted time is 45 minutes. So there's a meet and greet and then a show and then 45 minutes for lunch and then another meet and greet and then another show. I know we're going to overrun. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to have like 5 minutes for lunch. Mm-hmm. So Tilly's, I guess, slightly worried about that because we've just got
to... Because I'm not happy when I don't eat.
But ooh, hey, man, it's your first ever show in London. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And then my first show will be done and then I'll be hungry.
Yeah, she's going to be a hungry boy. But it's okay. We'll get you some chicken or something. You like chicken, don't you?
Yeah, but it has to be from the place we had today.
You want that, do you?
Because they're gravy.
Okay. And you liked the gravy, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you. You sort of like to just mash up really beige foods, I noticed.
Gravy's, I suppose it is kind of a beige food, but I really like gravy. It's got a lot of flavour to it.
I don't know. Gravy feels almost like a hand-me-down food.
Should we go over what one of Tilly's most crazy meals is?
I mean, sure. Does she even know what we're
talking
about?
She does. Gravy and just straight pasta.
Gravy and pasta.
Hey, I was talking to my friend Maisie about this because I was on call to her and she was like, oh, what do you have for dinner? Because I was eating my dinner. Mm. And I was like, gravy and pasta. And she's like, oh, wait, actually. And I was like, see, because for me, chips and pasta, very similar things. Mm. They're very similar.
Right.
A lot of people, fine, have gravy with chips. Loads of people do that. What's the difference with pasta? What's the difference?
It's more that I don't think it's like disgusting. I just think as a meal where you're trying to get as much nutritional value as possible, it's doing very little for you.
Broccoli with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
That's an improvement at least.
And sometimes chicken.
Sometimes chicken. There we go. Now we're getting the proteins in. Mm. I was wondering where that was going to come in because that is very important. But I think, you know, we do shame you a little bit for your food choices. You are just a bit picky. I mean,
do you have any other weird ones?
You put bacon bits on something really weird and I can't remember what it is.
Everything, really.
Well, everything. But there's one thing that you put bacon bits on that every time I see it,
carbonara? That's not that weird.
Carbonara's not that weird. No, there's something that you put it on. It's not like lasagna, is it, or something?
Probably have put it on lasagna, but not
one time mum put gravy on my lasagna.
Now, that is
I
weird.
Hated it.
Yeah, that's strange.
That can't have been
She got
nice.
Really mad at me for not eating it. She was like, you have gravy on everything. It's like, not with like tomato sauce as well. Like, I'm not that weird. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't put gravy on
and
lasagna.
And she got really angry about it, I remember.
That's taking the mick a little bit. Well, I'm sure I've got some weird food habits, but I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I know I have more, but I can't think of any either.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to move on slightly because I wanted to talk about hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. I tried to wedge it in earlier, and it didn't work. So I'm just going to now segue completely.
What did you try and wedge it
earlier
in?
I said something on the lines
like,
of like
he was
beige
like, gravy,
food.
Gravy's like a hand-me-down food.
Yeah, it's like a... I meant that. Like
I noticed it because I was like, that's such a weird thing to relate it to.
But you know what? Sometimes my brain doesn't work at full capacity and I just got to find a natural segue. Basically, I wanted to talk about hand-me-downs because I've got a hand-me-down for you, Tills. It's right here in my pocket. You see, there's an iPhone 14 Pro that is ready to be Tillified. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Because Tilly has been doing a lot more social media and we noticed. What are you on there? Is it a 10?
13.
Oh, is it a 13?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a badly working 13.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's
and,
a shame.
You know, obviously it's really cool, I think, personally, to be able to just go, oh, my older brother has a fairly new phone still. I'll have that one. But at the same time, because it's basically your job now, almost, as weird as that is to say as a 14-year-old, I think it is important that you have a good phone in the same way that you have a good computer for work or, you know, whatever it might be, something that actually works and does the job right. Mm-hmm. You need to get it. So I'm more than happy to pass that down.
Thanks.
Have you had any, like, hand-me-downs? I mean, you wouldn't have really had that many from us, would you?
Older brothers, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't get nice clothes. I mean, you've got a few from me, to be fair. I've given you a few hoodies and whatnot, but...
About three.
I mean, that's more than zero.
True. But none of them really fit me except the Nike one.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame. Are they all too big?
No, they're all too small.
Really?
She was taking the piss. The sarcasm. Oh. I felt the sarcasm.
My bad. Well, you'll grow into them. It's fine. You're still growing. Yeah. You're going to get to like 6 foot.
I actually do have one of your t-shirts, actually.
Which one?
London or something. It's like black. It's like white with like grey or black writing.
What do you think would be like one of the worst hand-me-downs to get?
Underwear.
I was going to say the same thing. Socks, even.
Yeah. Anything Leo's like taken a lot of my socks.
He genuinely, he does that.
Well, I think he just does that because he underwear. Just wants them. Maybe not the underwear, because that sounds weird. But do you know what I mean? Like, if someone's got like a nice pair of socks, and you're like, oh yeah, I need some of those, you would just take them, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude to Max here, but I don't look at any of his pairs of socks and go, yeah, those are really nice.
You've robbed my socks.
No.
You put them in your hair.
Yeah, that's different.
Taken my socks to put them in her hair.
For heatless curls.
I was there when, well, I wasn't there, but I've seen the clip.
Yeah, yeah. That's different. I don't, because a lot of your socks are worn down.
Okay, doesn't mean you can have them.
Yeah, I don't want
still
them.
Mine.
He said, I took them for my hair. I didn't take them to put on
Am
my
I
feet.
Am I missing something here? It's still fluffed.
I wear them to bed, not out.
What's the worst thing you'd steal from a stranger?
What?
I mean, that was just a bad question.
Why? Like, as in, what's the thing that you'd be most comfortable with, but is still the worst, stealing from a stranger?
Can you just wait? Just
I would say
face Tilly a second.
Their heart.
That is a terrible thing to steal from a stranger. Can you just face Tilly a second? I just want to take a picture of this and put that in. I'm going to send you this picture. Put it into the podcast. His hood looks hilarious from where I'm sat right now.
Why?
I don't know. You just got like a cone pointing out the back of your head. I just wanted to document that. It wasn't very exciting. Hand-me-downs. We've never had hand-me-downs really because we're obviously the oldest. We have an uncle who's 4 years older than us. He's a uncle.
Step uncle.
On a sort of technicality.
Yeah.
And I remember we got a few clothes from him, but never really like a massive amount. Like, I don't think I've ever had hand-me-downs, and I've never been in a position either where I would be like excited to get them. Like, for me, I feel like, I don't know, I'd feel a bit weird at first, because especially when clothes have a different smell. Like, if it's from your own family, I think it's easier because, like, you know, you're used to that smell or whatever. But if it came from like a different household, do you know what I mean? Like, when clothes have a certain smell.
I used to get hand-me-downs from a different household.
Yeah, you did.
And I was so excited because I thought her fashion taste was great. Mm. Because I had a problem because mum would go out and buy for me things that I didn't like.
Yeah.
But she would give me clothes that I thought were great. And like, she would give me a lot of clothes with tags still on them as
this
well.
This was a neighbour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. This is exactly what I want. But mum never bought stuff
nice
like
clothes,
that.
What's the problem? Like,
it's because mum has the style ability of like, if Gok Wan lost his eyes.
Bear in mind, this is when I was about 7.
Wait, is Gok Wan a stylist? Did I just make
He's
that up?
He's in fashion, for sure.
I might have just completely made that up. Wait.
I don't know. I mean, he's a chef. He's a DJ. I just
Maybe he's a
know
chef. Hang
point.
On, hang on.
He's an enigma. That's what he is.
Hang on.
What is the worst thing you'd steal from a stranger?
This question doesn't make sense.
Yeah, fashion answer consultant.
I can't answer it if it doesn't make sense.
You see a stranger.
Yeah.
They've got things.
Yeah.
What do you take?
What a great question. Like, I just want to, like...
kick him in the face,
kind of. Yeah.
What would you take their heart,
their foot?
That would be an annoying thing to take.
Yeah,
to be
pretty
fair.
Bad thing to take, but that's really tricky to get.
So
the house
sorry,
keys.
How do you
if you squat for long enough, so you're
how
a squatter,
do you suggest you're gonna get their heart?
Oh, just my... No, not... What's that film? Indiana Jones style.
Is it?
Isn't
yeah,
it Once
I think
Upon
it
a Time?
Is where he does the hog and talk and just like...
Isn't that the TV show Once Upon
heart.
A Time?
Maybe that too.
I don't think
but
I saw
But I more meant with my wit and charm that, I'd steal their heart because I'm a star.
Gross.
Where's the bin?
Yeah. That's right. I can move us on if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to really quickly go over it, because I'm about to get, I already got a load of shit for it and now I'm going to do it again. I went for a run the other day.
Oh.
Whoop de fucking do. And I only mentioned it because I have been talking about it now because
this
whatever.
Is about sprinklers.
Not about the sprinklers. I mean, I can get to that. But
no,
my point more is that I've been having some basically bad luck, really. I mean, the second time I went, I really wanted to beat my record and nearly threw up. This time I went with Dobby, I basically nearly had a heart attack because I can't seem to control.
Oh,
I don't even know what happened. Like, I want to, I feel like I'm not being listened to right now. I just, am I really that boring?
They're listening.
All right. Well, anyway, I'll keep a long story short because I can tell when I'm not wanted. But basically, my heart started acting up and I was like, oh, that's not good. Mm-hmm. I am not one to stop a run. Mm-hmm. I don't stop running halfway through. But Dobby was actually fairly nice about it, even though I told him it'd be funny if he was really horrible to me the whole time for the video that we were doing. And he was kind of nice about it and just went, all right, well, maybe stop running then if you're having heart problems. And then I did. I sort of stopped for a second, took a few breaths, kept running and thought, if I die, at least it's a nice view. Because where we were was really nice.
Cool. Is that
That's
it?
Pretty much it. Yeah, I ran through a sprinkler.
Yeah, no, about that one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Cool. Thanks for listening, Tills.
Why have you all of a sudden started running?
Because I'm trying to get fit and healthy.
He's just copying Dobby.
By almost killing yourself.
Well, I didn't think that would happen, but the problem was because we were filming it, and because it was also really hot, and started off really tough because we were doing a lot of uphill running.
Do you not know how to work up to things? If you think about
it, Harvey is being a sheep right now because he is. Dobby has begun this running journey.
Yep.
And Harvey has
Dobby
seen
was the first
that.
Person to ever start running, for sure.
Harvey has seen that, and he's literally following him on his runs like a sheep.
I was actually invited, but, you know, whatever. I'll just
Is this true, Dobby?
Cry.
Dobby shaking his head.
No. Don't throw me under the bus. He said he doesn't remember. He definitely did invite me.
He said no.
But yeah, I made a bit of an oopsie, but I did 9K. This is my third run this year in 55 minutes. So,
third run this year?
Yeah. So I'll take that. Like,
that sounds pretty slow.
It's not fast, but you know, it's okay.
Dobby.
Well, what's your 9K? What's your 10K?
Yeah, but that's
an extra kilometer in less time.
He literally is training to run marathons.
Yeah, but
Dobby. I've done three runs this year. Thanks for the support, guys. I know who I'll go to next time for glazing.
Call what, Leo? Ambulance, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have said anything. Now, really quickly, just to interject, we have got a new song that came out yesterday.
You guys, isn't it? I've noticed that, actually.
Get down on it.
Bring something you want to promote, man. We'll do it. We'll promote
the shit out of it. How you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance? Am I standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me.
And it's out now on all streaming platforms. Please go and listen to it. We're so excited about this track. I said this in the last podcast. It's an honor. It is an absolute honor.
I was about to say, I'm so honored that we are able to do a Cool and the Gang song.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. They are so cool. It's in their damn name.
And everyone's parents that I've spoken to about this has been really excited about
it
as well.
It's a timeless song.
Yeah.
And somehow we get to do a rehashed version of it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm really thrilled about it. Did you know the song before we did it?
Yes. So you know I knew the song.
Well, I was just checking.
I literally sang it to you.
We're on camera. got to do these things sometimes.
She sung it last week, obviously. I was more asking, did you know it before we were doing it?
Yeah.
Yes, I sang it. Are we going to do this conversation again?
Well, it was me and you that were together when I told you what song we were doing.
Yeah, and then I sang it to him, and then I got it up on TikTok.
Yeah, but you had a weird version, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I think a rapper's done another version.
Something about a lolly or something.
Yeah, it's sing it.
Get down on it.
Like a lollipop. Like down on it.
Gross. Don't listen to that version. Listen to our version.
Yeah, our version's better. Sorry.
With Holophonic Boothed Altigo. Featuring Max and Harvey. Let's go on all streaming platforms now. Please listen to it. We appreciate your support. Really quickly, Tills, you were talking about a bad fan interaction that you had.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get a little bit more info on that because I genuinely don't think you've even talked to me about this.
No, I think I did. I talked to someone about it. But it was quite a while ago. No, it was actually a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
So it was my friend Kelsey's birthday, and we, as a kind of friend group, a lot of us actually, went bowling first, and then we walked into town, went to McDonald's, and there was this group of girls, and they came inside, but they kind of stood at the door, and we were ordering on the machines.
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine getting caught in a McDonald's.
And so I was ordering.
It happens to us a lot.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of stood as a group waiting for everyone's food, and they were going, which one is it? Which one? Which one is it? And then they came up to our group going, sorry, yeah, which one of you's famous? And we were like,
that is actually the worst one as well.
And we were
I
like,
hate that.
And then Kelsey goes, "It's me," as a joke. And they're like, "Oh, really? Can I have a photo?" So Kelsey starts taking photos with all of them.
That's good.
And then one of them was, because one of them knew me but was almost shy. And she was like, no, that's not her. And they're going, "Okay, which one is it then?"
Yeah.
And she was like pointing, and I stood next to LMA. And LMA was like, "Yeah, it's me." So then LMA goes around and starts taking photos with all of them.
Great.
And then finally, this girl's like, "No, it's her." And so then I started like, she was like, they just came up to, they didn't even ask. They were like, "All right, you come here." And I was like, sorry. So I was just like,
how old do you think they were roughly?
They were younger than me.
Really?
They didn't, sorry if they're what, they did not look it. We all
they
thought,
looked older or?
We all thought they were Isabel and Kelsey's age, which is 2 years older than me. And they were the year below me. Some of them might have been my age.
And I mean, I, at that,
but they were very confident as well.
I never want to let off that behavior. However, that they're so young that they don't really know social activity at that point.
I think, do you know what the issue is that the person that knew you was probably just really nervous and actually possibly even excited to meet you or whatever, but then being surrounded by a bunch of people who that person maybe knew were more confident than them to be able to go up and ask you, that then opened the floodgates a little bit for them to be a bit more sort of confident and like, all right, let's see, let's have a bit of fun then, which puts you in a really awkward position because I guess people just completely forget that you're just a human trying to enjoy your day. And also then suddenly by making a scene, you've got a bunch of eyeballs on you now, which makes you feel uncomfortable until you ultimately leave the place that you were in. And I feel bad because I don't want people to not come up to us.
I don't want to open a Chappelle Roan can of worms here.
Because at
the end of the day, we're happy for people to take pictures.
For me, it was just the way they were like, "You come here," and took the photo with me.
Like demanding you
that
around.
That for me is like, and I don't even have, like, I'm not even for people like, "Oh, please, like, may I?" Like, it's just like, "Oh, hi, are you, do you mind if I..."
It's really easy to be polite. Yeah, yeah.
Put it this way, a lot of the time we're not treated like humans out and about. It's kind of weird. People will just come up to us like a landmark, take a picture and run away.
I mean, even in places that we go, like there was one place, I won't say specifically just because I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but there was one place that we go fairly regularly and we were walking past someone and people will shout things like, "Oh, is it their YouTube that you watch?" And I'm kind of like, just speak to us. Like, I'd rather, I mean, I get that people are scared as well.
It's like
I
don't speak about me.
I feel bad.
Afar, just...
But it then makes it really awkward for everyone. Mm. There's not one person that's then suddenly comfortable because you said that. And it feels like a really weird way to get through to someone. But I also get that in that moment, maybe you're just thinking a bit impulsively. So you don't want to, you know, just go up to someone and say something, but you're trying to get it in.
It's a classic case of people trying to look cool in front of their friends and sort of be unassuming and like, "Oh, well," and trying to be jestful about that situation because maybe they don't know, or maybe they're excited too and that's their way of dealing with it. But like I say before, just treat us like humans and we'll be the same. We're always up for having a chat usually, unless we're working.
Then again, we have genuinely had some absolutely lovely interactions with fans as well. Like, there are some really, really nice people who will sometimes even, a really nice thing is sometimes people just come up to us and just want to tell us, you know, I really appreciate what you've done for me, and or, you know, or watching your stuff really makes me feel better. Sometimes those people don't even necessarily want or need photos, and I'm kind of like, don't get me wrong, I'm more than happy to take a photo, but also the fact that someone wanted to just express how much our stuff means to them and that was enough for them as well, I'm like, that's actually really sweet, because then it's more than just like showing it off to their friends, if you know what I mean,
that's what I've always said about especially meeting people I look up to, and we've always said this, we never really get pictures with people unless it makes sense. If we're doing something or an event and everyone's taking photos and it's like, fine, we'll take a photo. But if I'm meeting someone, I'm trying to think of someone I've had this situation with. I can't off the top of my head, but I will literally rather have a conversation and a thought-provoking conversation.
Martin Brundle at the F1.
Good point. Yeah, really good point.
We chatted with Martin briefly.
I swear we probably did get a picture with him, though. To be fair,
I think Dobby was maybe taking photos.
End. Oh yeah, no, maybe he was. Yeah,
I don't know if we actually posed for a photo. Did we?
But still, and even with Yuki as well, though, we did get a picture with Yuki.
Yeah, we did.
We had a conversation with Yuki beforehand, so it was just sort of like, it makes it a lot nicer of an experience, kind of thing. I mean, sometimes people are in a rush, and it's fair enough. Get the picture, move on, kind of thing. It does make it easier sometimes.
And again, it is sometimes so scary to think that you might just fluff up your words or whatever. Have you ever met someone that you've just been completely like, oh my god, I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of? I mean, you mentioned Alison Hammond, obviously, but you just, you know.
Yeah, but she's just.
She feels like she'd be someone that's really easy to talk to anyway. So I feel like you wouldn't even be that scared
not
to.
Not really. Like, I can't really. I'm trying to think, because it probably would have been at Camp Estival. But I can't think of anyone. Oh, God, if I met the Norris Nuts.
I know, and that's I knew that was where this was going to go.
Why
anyone from Dadby Girls?
Regular occurrence. Can we make it stop?
No. I'm fine with it. You've got to say what you want to say. It's like how I spent like 4 years of our career banging on about AJR.
Even if I met any. Oh, do you know what? At the time, this wasn't. So you know how I met Mackenzie
Ziegler.
Yeah. If I met her now.
Yeah.
Whole different story.
Because back then, I guess you were just a little bit oblivious.
I wasn't as aware. I kind of did know, but I was nowhere near as aware as I am now.
Yeah. I guess as well, I remember weirdly, you obviously became quite good friends with Jules LeBlanc's little sister, Hayley. But again, that was kind of like, you obviously watched their videos and stuff, but then when we were hanging out, it was just kind of like...
At the time, I hadn't watched as many of their videos, but then like I feel like maybe as I met them, I went away and then they came up on my YouTube feed and I was like, oh... met them
like, which is pretty cool. And again, just a mental thing that always just kind of goes over our heads a little bit because it's all so fast paced. But yeah, I mean, I've definitely been a little bit starstruck in front of a few people, but I try and hold my shit together because, you know, I don't want to seem like
is there anyone from memory that you can remember you've like made a fool of yourself in front of?
Oh, that is such a good question. You know what, I was pretty good with Penn and Teller. That one I did, you know what, I didn't get to talk to Penn as much, actually. I spoke to Teller way more, and he was lovely. He reminded me of like my our granddad, like he was just such a nice, easy person to talk to. But otherwise, like, I can't think of that many people that I've completely embarrassed myself in front of. Can you think of anything?
Yes and no. I didn't embarrass myself. I felt embarrassed just because I didn't see what was happening, but also was slightly miffed at the way it was handled, because basically when we were at the Silverstone F1 and Will.i.am was... So what I didn't understand this man had decided to go and sit quite out in the open somewhere. He had a trailer.
Bro had a dressing room.
He had a trailer. He was on a call. But he had a headphone on that side of his head, and I didn't see that side of his head.
And he didn't have his phone up to his head.
But and so I went over to him and went, "Yo, mate, I'm not trying to like." And I was literally about to do the whole like conversation thing. All I wanted to say was, "I love your stuff, think it's great, just wanted to say hi." And before I could even get the sentence out, he turned and went, "On a call, mate." And I was like. Oh my God.
Yeah, that is
and
a bit
I just
brutal.
Walked away. Yeah, I was just like, I'm not even going to bother.
But I'm sure he's a nice guy as well.
I'm sure he is.
This is the thing we forget all the time, is that he could have literally been going through something absolutely unnecessarily brutal whilst about to go on stage. And so for him, maybe even just being out in the open made him feel a little bit more like, okay, I'm just human. I'm not locked away. Like, because when you're on your own and you're going through something, it can be a lot, especially like on your own in a dressing room or whatever, it can be a lot more like intense. Whereas if you're just out in the open listening to something, whatever it might be, then he might be a little bit less stressed.
He was sat next to the toilets.
Yeah.
He was sat like,
you couldn't have known, but at least it wasn't like he, you know, turned around and smacked you.
No, it was. But like for me at the time, because I was so ready to be so nice and to just have on a call, sort of almost shouted at me. I was like, oh.
Yeah. But again, it's like, because obviously we were in a backstage area, so he's probably not expecting that particularly either, as much as there's always going to be people backstage to a certain degree who are like, oh, that's a cool person. But yeah, no, I mean, it's good to talk about, because we obviously deal with it a lot. And hopefully, I know that every single person that comes to the meet and greet for the live show is going to be lovely, because we just know just from reading the comments that you guys are all brilliant. But there's always that one that kind of sometimes can just ruin it for everyone. And, you know, it is what it is. But hopefully, we encourage positivity and politeness and all that sort of stuff. And it maybe rubs off. I don't know. But it's worth trying to get in there.
This is going a bit backwards, but I thought of someone who I was slightly starstruck in front of.
Okay.
And her name has gone from my head because her character name is in my head.
Tell us the character.
Rachel Berry.
Oh, Leah Michelle.
There we go.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know
her name, I do, but sometimes this happens for the even things like Friends that I watch all the time. If their character name is in my head, I can't get their real name.
My guy, I could see it in your eyes how starstruck you were. I'm surprised I didn't think of that myself. We were on a Broadway stage.
Yeah,
which,
there's
first
a
of
lot.
All, I don't think you'd ever been on a Broadway stage before. So first of all, that's fantastic. And then second of all, Leah Michelle from Glee.
And I'd watched Glee. Trust me.
Yeah.
Was chatting to you like quite a lot, more so than us probably. Yeah. We were chatting with Ramin and Amber, and then Leah was just interested in Tilly. She loved you, so and then
I was like,
filmed a couple videos. And,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was
that.
Fantastic.
That was possibly and on so many of those, because we went to New York a lot. In was it 2022?
Three, I think.
I think it was 2022.
You might be right.
I'm almost certain. And we bizarrely like almost hit like a tick list of filming with different people from Glee, because obviously Jane Lynch was around as well. We filmed a video with her, and then I was genuinely so, I know it's stupid, but just so proud of the video we did with Leah, because we basically got her to take our B-reel back when that was like a big thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people got a lot of cool ones of those, but I think ours was pretty good, all things considered.
Because the stage of Funny Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty epic.
Yeah, it's not
as far
bad
as
going.
Gleeks are concerned.
Yeah.
Where are all the Gleeks?
But again,
where did they go?
Hilariously, you know, I grew up watching Glee. Max and I were so inspired by Glee just as a show and all of the different covers they did. And a lot of the reason that we used to mash songs up was because of Glee as well, genuinely. And so we absolutely loved that. And then the fact that we did X Factor with Kevin McHale.
Thought you almost forgot that.
It was just completely unreal. And now we've almost just become mates with him, to the point where literally I was walking through London the other day, saw him and went, Kevin McHale. And he just went, oh my God. And it was like genuinely so nice to see him. Hadn't seen him in years since obviously X Factor and stuff like that. But now we're just, you know, living this bizarre life where we can actually like be friends with some of these people. And I'm just, I don't know, it's, I probably sound like a mental person right now talking about it, and thanks for the support. But yeah, it's just so bizarre to me that, you know, people that you watch on TV at some point, you can almost not manifest, because I've said it too much recently, but like you put yourself in that position where you can actually be shit.
Good call.
I just think it's cool, you know? I don't want
to... I actually think you need to cool down.
I agree. Am I red?
Yeah.
I think we know you think it's cool, okay, bud?
That's okay. We love these people. And it is great that we can actually chat through, you know, stuff that they did that inspired us when we were
I'm
younger.
Sorry,
and they can actually give us a lot of
you.
Insight as well.
I can't believe you just let me get away with calling you bud.
Honestly, I didn't even notice.
Okay, I just do. I thought it was. I don't want people to take that seriously. The fact that I just said that. So
was it very patronizing? Yeah.
I like that though. What's your least favorite thing to be called?
Probably Willy.
Yeah. No, that one. That was not great.
I more meant into, because you said Bud. Bud is so satirical to me that I actually don't mind it. Buddy. If someone calls me Buddy and they're, I don't know, it doesn't, do you know what? It doesn't matter what kind of person
say,
they are to me. If
okay,
they call
buddy.
Me Buddy, I'm like, mate, I'm not a child. If there's like a, if it's like a little kid, that's okay. Cause it's like, you're being chummy friendly. They don't see it that way. If you're speaking to someone on your, you know, similar intellectual level and you're calling them Buddy, I think that's
yeah, but
that's
have you never heard of the phrase that's come around recently? It's like, okay, buddy.
I guess
that's
so.
Different. That's different.
What about Chubster? What if I was like,
I think
I like that.
I think that's a
not
separate
for me, for him.
Issue.
Hey,
what about,
Chubster?
Do you know
stop
one?
Stop doing that.
I'd be fine with
one
it.
One that
personally.
I don't mind, but one that I think you wouldn't love is Champ.
Champ.
Yeah, Champ's a bit
strong.
It
depends though, because if
Champ
someone
can be
again,
funny.
If someone said it like ironically or whatever, then I'd be fine with it. But I don't know, there would be some context.
If someone's like, hey Champ, you're right.
But actually, even again with Buddy, if someone got a good joke with Buddy and it was well timed, well placed, fine. Don't have a problem with it. But if someone's just calling me Buddy for the sake of God, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Leave it out. No, that's absolutely not.
Pretty cringe.
Any from you?
No.
Fantastic.
Cool. What about instead of Harvey, Marvy?
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I see. We used to get a lot of shit for that, because obviously back when like shipping people was a thing, you'd always like mash people's names together, and that would be like the thing. Whereas now, that's not really as much of a thing anymore.
Not really.
That I know of. But because people used to sort of generalize us as Marvy, like if they were talking about the both of us and couldn't be bothered to type Max and Harvey, I'd be like, eh, it's all right. Like, it's a shorter way of saying
it's
it.
It's a fair few syllables, to be fair.
And a lot of people have Marvy in their username anyway, so I'm definitely not going to slander it. Not that I would anyway, but, you know, I wouldn't want people to think, oh, God, they hate my username, because we don't. And actually, if people make fan accounts, we encourage it. We love seeing fan accounts, especially...
I'd like to bring back Hovis.
What, Max and Hovis?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but they won't give us any money.
That's true.
Unless they do, what unless about, Hovis want to get in touch, because I do eat your bread.
Heart and Hovis.
What was that first one?
Instead of Max. I'm confused.
You've confused how are you yourself, spelling, I'm afraid.
How are you spelling Maha?
I think what's happened is you've said something out loud and realised how poor of a decision it was.
Spell it.
M-A-J.
Madge.
Madge. Madge and Hedge.
Mach. Mach.
I'm going to move on.
Yeah, please.
I've got some comments. I've actually got a few. We usually do comment shout-outs every week. If you want a shout-out in the next episode, then make sure you leave a comment on this one, and you might get a shout-out in the next one. I've got a few because I felt, you know, you guys have been so nice to us recently. You always are, but you know, with everything that we've got going on, you've been supporting us so much, and we really should do more.
Stream
to give
get
back.
Down on it first.
Though. Yeah, exactly. Stream get down on it and buy the merch. Link in description. But I wanted to give a few people shout outs. And the first one is a very simple one, but it's to Gracie12345F, who says, I wish this podcast was longer. Thank you, first of all. Second of all, it is.
It can be.
It now is. We've got bonus episodes, so if you're a member, more fleecing, you can get an extra episode pretty much every single time we post an episode from now on. There's always going to be a bonus episode. So if you want to...
The bonus episode is slightly shorter. But...
It is, yes. It's not the same length as the regular one, but it makes
but
it slightly
it makes
longer.
It longer. Also, just to make it better, the bonus episode's practically run by me.
Yeah, Tilly takes charge of the bonus episode. So if you want to see that, then definitely don't miss out. So thank you, Gracie, for that one. Then we've got Esther Kitty Klee 24, who says, I got tickets to the live podcast. Also, thanks for the shout out on your live yesterday. It made my day. Release Me is incredible. So thank you, Esther, and thank you for getting tickets to the live show.
Thank
and I've lost the ability
much,
to speak
Esther.
Now. I'm sort of falling off. I feel like in this bonus episode, I'm just going
to
die.
We've had a long day, to be fair. We've been in and out of London, like we said at the start, looking at this theatre.
And I've got hay fever.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got give me one second. Elia Swiesenhofer. 6753, fantastic name.
That sounds European.
It does. It sounds German. Maybe let us know where you're from. But hi 14 again. I loved the discussion about sports and the amount of money they earn in this episode. Oh, we might be an episode behind, by the way, on the comment shout out, so apologies. But this was the sport debate one. And they said, I'm a semi-professional badminton player, which is probably one of the hardest sports in the world. But unfortunately in Europe, it's not as popular as football or basketball, so there's almost no chance to make a living from only playing it. Therefore, I never tried to become a professional and only do it as a hobby, which I think is a problem many athletes have, and it's really sad. I think we should try to get more attention for smaller sports. I am going somewhere with this, by the way. We should get more attention for smaller sports to support these players and make it possible to be a well-paid professional no matter what sport you practice. My question is, if you could be a professional in any sport you wanted except the one that you're already playing, which one would you pick? Best wishes from... Oh, she's from Austria.
Oh, no.
There you go. So I was close with Germany.
Austria, you won Eurovision. Let's go.
Yeah, congratulations.
So first of all, I want to say I absolutely
I know
agree.
Mine.
I think sports should be, you know, more able to pay their athletes
before
a living wage.
Before we answer the question, though, I want to say something really quickly to almost help in a weird way. Not that I'm some
all-knowing... Can I just
know,
does Harvey get to pick any sport because he doesn't play a sport?
No, that's the point, is that they want to know which one we would pick. It can't be of one that we already do.
Yeah, so you can pick any.
Yeah. I could, like, what? Which one?
Wait, so
I
can't pick one that I already
you
play?
You can't pick football.
Probably should. They said not to, but...
I probably wouldn't pick football anyway. I'm
what
I good.
Was going to say was that in 2018, Max and I were literally hired to go out to the Youth Olympics to teach Olympians or young Olympians how to use social media. Mm-hmm. As crazy as that sounds, back in 2018, people really didn't know how to use social media like to their advantage. And now, after lockdown, more than any time ever, it is so key in like making you as a person and as a brand a product. And that sounds a bit weird or scary or whatever, but if you were to like post videos of you, you know, the setup for badminton or what you do to prepare or how a training session goes or anything like that, people will watch it. People care about badminton and there is an audience for that. And if you can be the best in your game and practice using social media and filming and editing and everything like that, it takes time. But if you do that, it means that not only do you gain a new skill, which is social media, but you also can then actually make money from doing your sport, even if it's not playing it professionally. You might actually have more fun playing it as a hobby, but you're getting paid because you do it on social media. So then badminton brands are paying you to do ads and all that sort of stuff. You also get money just from ad revenue, whether you post on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. I know it sounds scary and daunting and a lot to take on, but if you've got a phone, if you're watching this podcast, you've probably got the means to film yourself and edit it. Yep. So, you know, there's so many great free editing apps, edits on Instagram. And is CapCut free as well?
Yes.
There's so many great apps that you can use to edit videos together.
Proactive.
And I just want more people to know that and be conscious of that you can do it if you want. And obviously be safe. Make sure that if you're, you know, under the age of whatever it might be, that you are of a correct age to be using the social media platforms. But if you can't post now, practice now and then start posting when you're allowed to. That's, you know, no one's stopping you from doing that.
The game. That's what we did, but we were actually allowed to post back in the day.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. Spray me, whatever. What's the sport you'd want to do?
Figure skating.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit out of thin air, but I like that. What entices you about figure skating?
Because I'm actually really good at ice skating. Not to toot my own horn or anything.
Have I ever been ice skating with you?
No. I went to Italy to do skiing because we did a night of ice skating.
Oh, that's cool. Did we not go ice skating last year?
No.
I swear. Oh, maybe we went. We meant to, but we didn't.
Yeah, because it was my idea, but then we never did it.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. I thought I was for sure in my head that we'd gone ice skating.
What's yours?
Trying to think.
That's really cool though, and you want to do all the spins and
yeah.
Quite good at ping pong, you know.
I could see that.
Yeah.
There's some awesome people.
I know.
In
I would get
world,
battered the by the people world. That are the best. Yeah. But like, I do quite enjoy ping pong, and I've got a bit of a knack for it. I don't think I'd ever be able to get myself to a level that, like, the you know the people from China that are just ridiculous. Mm. I couldn't get to their same level, but I reckon if I you know dedicated myself to it, I could get pretty good at ping pong.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would love to be an F1 driver. It would
is
be so sick. Yeah, because it's a sport. It's oh my God.
Sport.
It is genuinely, if we're going to have that argument, it is probably one of the most physically demanding sports. It's
definitely the most dangerous.
Yeah. But also just on your body as a whole, it does the most damage, sort of. But they train like, you just don't want me to talk. Is that what it is?
No, I'm excited for the...
You want to get to the bonus episode, really? Jesus. Yes. All right. Well, sorry, everyone. Tilly's trying to get to the bonus. You better become a member because that's all she's interested in now. but yeah, I want to be an F1 driver because not only is it the coolest sport, they also clearly have some pretty sick lives just, you know, behind the scenes. And I'm not going to lie, that lifestyle does seem fun to me.
Their season is like they do their season and then they just get holiday.
They get they do have good timings.
Whereas like for other people like footballers, for example, even when their season's done, there'll be another league that's sort of waiting for them. They do get a few months off occasionally, but like even because when there's like a European Cup or World Cup type thing, that takes up more time. So
it's
brutal out
if
here.
If not F1, I'd do archery.
Cool.
Because that seems satisfying. So anyway, thank you all so much for your comments. And please leave one if you want a shout out.
Become
in the next
a member.
Episode, and become a member and you'll get to see us in the next bonus episode that's coming up. But before we go, please do like and subscribe because it helps us massively. Thank you all so much for watching and listening if you are listening on any of the streaming services. And also, please go and stream Release Me and Get Down On It because those two songs are out now. You better believe we're in our releasing music era and we ain't slowing down, don't you worry. And it's very exciting stuff. And is there anything else that I had on my list of things to
say?
No.
Thank
you. All we've got now is Tilly's moment. Is it just a sigh? Is that?
I think that's fair enough for today. Thanks for watching, guys.
That encapsulates it well. And now you've got 5 seconds to decide if you want to watch that video, or you can join us for the bonus episode.
Are you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance about standing on a wall?